The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. As the sun sets, out come the creatures of the night. Though many denizens of the dark can see in low light, other senses provide a more complete picture of their surroundings. Owls, for example, have enormous eyes that are efficient at gathering light in dim places. This acute night vision is complemented, though, by the world's best hearing that helps these nocturnal predators pinpoint the exact location of prey, such as mice. For other animals, a keen sense of smell is key to nocturnal survival. Night pollinators, such as bats and moths, find the pale flowers of night-blooming plants by their pungent aroma rather than visual cues. And of course, all snakes are predators, and most are hunting at night, using their tongue to pick up the scents. And in some cases, they even have a special ability to detect heat given off by their warm-blooded prey. And nocturnal creatures even depend upon the sense of touch for survival. That's why some nocturnal mammals have the longest whiskers in the world. Those facial protuberances are used to literally feel their way in the dark. So whether it's the flash of a firefly or the chirp of a cricket, nighttime is full of the sights, sounds, and smells of a world alien to humans.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.